Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
Folks, I want to thank you for being here on Zuma's Health Education Call, and certainly appreciate you taking your time out of your schedule. Obviously, our call is designed to do a couple simple things. That is to inform, educate, maybe in some cases motivate you to make some better decisions for your health, and maybe in some ways will inspire you to in turn help others. That's the whole reason we do these calls, is to make sure that we provide you with information that maybe you don't have, and more importantly, that you can then turn around with the recording. Like, these calls are always recorded so that you can turn around and share this with others. So tonight I get to spend some time with a lady who's a member of Zuma's Scientific Advisory Board. She's been with us for so many years now, and I'm so appreciative that she's a friend to us. She's an incredible educator. I always seem to learn something new when she's on the phone with us. She's a naturopathic doctor. She has her own practice, helps lots of people and has for many, many years now in her own practice, enjoy more health abundance, and most recently spends a lot of time kind of getting in touch with the earth on the farm that she now lives on. So I want to make sure she's on the line with us. Dr. Henrietta Albin, are you with me?
I am here, yes. Good evening, everyone. Pleasure to be here.
So, you know, I mentioned the farm thing. I'm assuming that this has got to be, like, for you, this is this awesome new chapter in your life, right? Because I know how you are about, you know, getting in touch with the roots of health and wellness.
Yes, it certainly is that. It's a lot of work, and it is amazingly rewarding. And when my friends hear about, you know, my choosing that and living here now, and, you know, my hands in the soil, they say, I don't know how you did this. How did you do this? You've been wanting this for so long, and here it is. And they're right. And to have a really good relationship on top of it is just so delicious, you know. So I'm spoiled and happy, and it keeps you young, you know. Working keeps you young.
It does, right? The old expression, you don't use it, you lose it. And I'm sure work or physical labor on a farm, there's never a shortage of that, I'm sure. But you mentioned something just a moment ago. You said happiness. I think that's a great transition into our topic tonight, because I find that when people are happy and they have this joy in life, they seem to get sick a lot less.
Or they get over it much quicker.
That's true, yes.
I think the innate intelligence in the body is fully aware of where we are. And when we're filled with fear or uncertainty, or we are lacking confidence that our bodies can heal themselves, we are in a space of doubting, right? Not being able to take for granted that we can heal. And what I call that, or what the question is that I ask people, is, do you trust your life? Not so much trust your body, although that's good too, but do you trust your life? Meaning that nothing comes to us without a reason. There is benefit and opportunity in everything that we go through. And the topic tonight, in terms of exploring immunity on a broader basis, not just the ability of the body to defend itself against disease, obviously disease-causing organisms or bacteria or microbes or chemtrails or any of that, but also that innately within ourselves, there is, like you say, a joy, and there is the need for laughter, for happiness, for fulfillment. And some people, we have met people who will never be satisfied, right? And sometimes something happens for them, and I'm not saying to, it's for them, to get them out of it. Maybe they have something that happens in life where they have to take a step back and say, all right, I can't afford to be so high and mighty or maybe even arrogant about something. What I really need is to be humble and modest, and that too, because it's the right thing to be, it's the right place to be, increases immunity. When we know ourselves, when we know who we are in the world, and when we can trust that we can either make things happen and work, or that we can trust our bodies to pull through. Actually, it's not an or, it's an and. So knowing your resources is really important. And I mean, on these education calls for Zuma, we often reference the products of Zuma. And in this context, there are two or three actually that I'd like to mention. The one is the omega 375. It's not a product. We don't make fish oil. We don't make omega fatty acids. We have to supplement with them. And there are several teachers who speak and professionals who speak of the fact that if we don't have enough omega-3s and 6 and 9 in the proper proportions, but especially the omega-3, that if we don't have enough, our immunity is compromised. And what they're also saying, if you continue to take it, and yes, by all means, for the rest of our lives, unless we are suddenly hit in heaven or Eden or someplace where none of this is necessary anymore, but for the time being, I'm pretty sure we all still need the help of supplementation. And the omega fatty acid is one of the essential things that we need to take. Now, we're not having salmon every day, but these capsules have been around for a very long time and have personally served me and my clients and my family really, really well. So that's one of them. Silver.
Henriette, I'm going to ask you to pause there. I'm going to jump in on this because, ironically, as we're talking tonight, I literally had salmon for dinner tonight. And I love salmon. I love the fact that it provides a good amount of omega-3s, but I have to be honest and confess that the salmon that I ate tonight, while it was wild-caught, which is always usually preferable to something that would be farm-raised as an example, I still, in my mind, think to myself, well, I'm, even though it was wild-caught, I don't quite know where it was wild-caught, and more importantly, I don't know maybe what other things might be in that fish, since our world seems to have so much contaminants in it these days. And so while I was excited to be able to eat that fish because I love salmon and I know there's a lot of omega-3 benefits in that, I still found myself kind of laughing because I took alongside of that tonight my omega-375 because it's just part of my daily regimen and my habit. But I remember thinking to myself, literally, this is funny you brought this up because tonight I remember thinking to myself as I was sitting there at my plate of salmon with my omega-375 next to it, I thought, at least I know the real quality of the oil of, you know, the omega-3s that go into the omega-375. Yes. I know the purity level because I know how they're manufactured and processed.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself, you know, I actually feel more confident in my omega-375 supplement from Zuma than I do the fish I'm eating, even though, of course, you know, I enjoyed the fish. And, of course, you know, when it comes to the omega-375, you may want to touch on this if you want. When we talk about immunity, of course, we're also talking about the shark liver oil and squalene, which is really, yeah, you know, unique to our product. You just can't find other products in the market, yeah, that would have that.
Yeah. No, I agree. That is indeed funny. Well, I buy mine wild caught and also farm raised, organic farm raised. That's a fish from Norway, and they fly them in. So, I mean, essentially what we're looking at is the place where you buy your food. I learned that early on when 25 or more years ago when I lived in Maryland, and I was part of the board of a food co-op, and they were incredibly particular. And I learned that if I trust the person who orders or, you know, food in for a store or who procures the food from different sources, I know I can trust that they did the work, they did the homework. And so that is how I've been in keeping with that. And so I trust my fishmonger. She also has a restaurant. We eat there from time to time. It's so this is more in the community. If you know who grows your food, that obviously is an important piece to an immunity and an awareness, and that what you're eating is indeed beneficial for you. And I think that's a really valid, important point that you made there. Thank you. But anyway, yes, the 375, I think it's hilarious that you had dinner salmon. and we're asking yourself these questions. And you're right. You're right. There we actually do know where it comes from and where it's been and who made it. But still, you know, any kind of fresh, trusted food is still, in my opinion, at least as good as a product that has been processed. So
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I felt good about my salmon tonight. I found myself thinking about that as I was sitting there with an omega 375 capsule right next to my plate of salmon. It was kind of a funny moment. But just a side note, and I'll let you get on to your next product that you want to talk about. What's interesting is, and this has happened so much, and this is where, you know, us being part of Zuma, you and I, for so long, the testimonies that people have on our omega 375 are so good and so regular. And these often come from people who have tried a lot of other omega-3 supplements and they'll say, I don't know what it is about yours, but yours is the best I've ever had. And again, we don't have to dive too deep into that. I'm just saying that, you know, that's another great source of feedback that, you know, here we are, we've got something that definitely supports the immune system, but it's also one that, you know, it's been in our line for so long because it really is a good product.
I think so, and it's been the way it is now. It's been that way with my new changes for a long time. I remember when the squalene was first included in the product, and that was many years ago, and it was really important, and the shark liver oil too, and, you know, so Zuma has a lot of innate and natural intelligence in its products. And things that are well researched, and then of course you and the team have figured out ways to make it even better, you know, to keep it up to the new discoveries that are made and all that. So I take it every day. Yeah, sometimes I've said on these calls too that sometimes I take six instead of just one. You know, a little bit of a good thing. More must be. That's not really my philosophy. I'm just giggling because we're sounding a little silly tonight, actually. So anyway, point making.
That's okay. I derailed you. I know you were heading to another immune system support product, so I derailed you. My apologies.
Well, okay, no problem. I went into silver. Now, silver does deserve its own calls always, but we already have so much conversation on silver. And what it does, I thought that it would be simply included here. Silver is internal and external, hands down, in my opinion, the best first aid kit that you could get. So you have a burn. Actually, I burned my hand the other day on the stove, and instantly I put silver gel on it. And you know what? No pain, no blister, no nothing. And I keep repeating this. We're heating the house on the farm with wood. So, you know, you touch a part of the stove and it's hot. It's really hot. And it burns.
Right.
So the silver against burns, the silver against colds, gargle with salt water for a sore throat and gargle with silver. Put silver drops into your eyes and to keep them clear. You can put them in ears when you have an earache. You gargle with it. If you have sinus issues, you pull it up into your nose, whether you use a neti pot or we're still selling these nasal sprays, right?
Correct,
so
yeah.
And that's actually a really good set because it also gives a sprayer nozzle to the bottle of the silver, and that's really terrific. And it actually fits. The cap actually fits the bottle. It's not always some other companies have seen that, and it was just not working. So anyway, the silver to me is my go-to. I use silver to gargle with. I use silver to rinse my mouth and sluice it between my teeth for bacteria and microbes. As you get older, there tends to be more space between your teeth. And Ken, you're still too young to qualify for this experience.
Okay.
That that you get more space. Maybe it's because, although I can't say I have a loss of dental tissue or gum tissue, but when I was a kid, there was not enough room in my mouth, and our father, who was a dentist, took out four molars, and so everything had space to go there. But as I got older, I found that there was more room in my teeth. So silver to me is fantastic for a good rinse and a good antidote to any kind of infection of the dental ish of the gum tissues or of your teeth. What I've said many times is that if you use silver, use a soft toothbrush and dip it into your bottle. Make sure your bottle is proprietary, but you know it's silver, so it's anyway it can't really contaminate it. Stick your toothbrush into the silver bottle and then gently brush the gum above the tooth that's giving you trouble, to the point where you could even draw some blood, which is healthy because when you do that, the blood brings the microbes to the surface, and you just keep gently brushing with the silver. If it is more than you expected, just gently keep brushing and rinsing with cold water and the soft toothbrush. And then when it's finished bleeding, you can gargle again or maybe use a Q-tip and put some of the silver on the Q-tip and just rub it gently into your gums right around that tooth. I can't tell you how many times I've myself avoided the dentist, and many of my clients have followed that and were super happy. And we have a really great silver. It's wonderful. So
yeah, our Silver Max is definitely for a lot of people, you know, for especially immune system support. It's such an easy go-to product, being antiviral and antifungal and antibacterial. You know, and of course, one of the things I love about it most, I think you do too, is, you know, you can use that in place of, or at least I do personally, in place of an antibiotic, because I know I'm not knocking out all my good gut bacteria. I'm only knocking out the bad guys when I'm using my Silver Max, versus if I was to, you know, get a prescription for an antibiotic, I'm kind of wiping out everything. So that's one of my favorite parts, quite honestly, about the Silver Max, is I know when I'm using it for immune support, I'm not circumventing and destroying my good gut bacteria in the process.
Exactly. On the other hand, we have probiotics, which is especially geared towards people who have been on antibiotics. So that is actually, I think I said this before, but I really love how it's like straightforward, direct talk. Have you had antibiotics? Take the probiotics. I think it's terrific. it's just great. So that's another option. The immunity, and of course, you know, if we're at that point and we're talking about colds or being any which way have a compromised gut system, but especially when our immunity is challenged, the Zyome 365 is unparalleled. It does so many different things. For people who like some sweetness, it really is, and fuzziness. It's like, I have a client who says, it's my soda in the morning. She doesn't drink soda, but because of the fuzzies, the bubbles, and the effect, and taking it on an empty stomach, she really loves it. So it's very good for your gut microbiome. It replenishes and keeps alive and the active defense that our gut bacteria are meant to take care of. The other thing I really want to touch on, Ken, is that, for example, the innate immunity includes physical barriers like skin and mucous membranes, and so different ways by which we are naturally shielded. The skin is, in essence, our barrier between the world outside and inside. And one of the biggest damages that we have done is to believe that injections of whatever substance into the body somehow are better than allowing the natural immunity that we are so gifted with. It's really God's gift to us to evolve. You see, when you get sick, when you breathe in something, and I'm going to get to the lungs in a minute, when you are exposed to smell or noxious fumes or any of that, this all goes to parts of our bodies that have enormous defenses. The mucous membranes in the nose, the little hairs you have in the nose, the cilia, they're basically just holding it off so it doesn't actually enter your system. Your lungs may then cough and cough out an offending thing. Let's say you've been exposed to smoke or to really noxious fumes like at the airport, the kerosene and other gasolines. And function of the body is a forced exhale in the case of coughing, which I think is just so smart. And when anything comes into our eyes, there are tears that quell up. Our nose mimics sneeze. So each orifice has its own defense mechanism. And when we get injected with something, we don't have that. It is attacking the body inside itself, and all the regular, well-known defense mechanisms are null and void. They cannot go where that infection is, where that substance is. And so Ken and I were talking a bit about how everybody, I mean, you knew a lot of people who got sick. I know a lot of people who got sick. I got sick. Pete got sick. I mean, we don't really do that. And there was, I don't know where it came from really, but in my area, and I think it was all over the East Coast and Mid-Atlantic, I don't know how far south it went, but so many people had this flu that was lung-based. And for me, if I ever get anything in my lungs, it starts in my sinuses, and it starts with my runny nose. But it does not start with intense coughing. Okay, that was something so completely different. And I coughed hard. You say you were over it in 4 days, not me. It really knocked me for a loop. And I was looking at this and seeing more people having the exact same symptoms and experience. And then they got over it, and then they got it again. So I finally decided I was going to put all my money on obviously what we have in the natural resource section in Zuma, and vitamin C and all of these others, and zinc and quercetin and all that. But I was really having, I had done quite a bit of research on ivermectin and what it was for. So ivermectin is what knocked it out in the end. So when we have to go to extremes, and I never, ever take medication, this is really the only medication that I have ever taken. I don't take aspirins, I don't take whatever painkillers, I don't take any of it. For the most part, I don't need it, and I have other ways to deal with pain. But that's, of course, personal for me. Many people are so afraid of being hurt, or that they're hurting physically, that they'll take just about anything to make it go away. And to me, maybe I'm not a masochist, but I think that pain is a teacher. You know, it's a teacher. It teaches us that we are not our bodies. So when we can actually breathe out and just say, all right, so this hurts like hell, and what am I going to do about it? I can tell you, breathe with it. Breathe with it. I mean, sometimes it makes your head spin, and breathe with it and watch it and acknowledge it. The problem that we have so often is that we want to turn around and run the other way because we don't like it. That's natural. However, in the larger scheme of things, both physically and spiritually, I think there is a mechanism that would take over in goodness if we were to practice it. And you can practice that in your everyday life. You don't have to have pain for it. Remember to breathe. Remember to know that you trust your body. Remember to know that there is always something else you can do. And finitely, in the end, you are not your body. You're a beautiful, beautiful God-created spirit inhabiting a physical form here that is uniquely outfitted to withstand so much. So having said that, we have been inordinately, amazingly, extravagantly doused with crap, with chemicals, with noxious fumes, with foreign proteins, with hormones, with everything and anything, and of course all these quasi-viral defenses. And if you didn't get COVID naturally, you got it once you had the shot. So these are all things that are now have come out, and I hope most people are aware now that this was a coup at taking over humanity, and yet and still we prevail. We are incredibly resilient and we prevail. So I have to tell you, I get my, and this is a plug with permission. So some people need a prescription for ivermectin. I could recommend alldaychemist.com. They're from India. They will send it to you within about 3 weeks or so. And I could recommend 12 milligrams once a day. That is what I'm doing now. The other one, the other piece to that is that it is also a parasite cleanse. And let's not suggest that we are not parasitically invaded entirely, completely, in case you didn't know that. 60% of this population, probably more now, have parasites. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's more than that. You have them, I have them. I don't know, Ken, I don't want to speak for you. You know, with everything that's been going on and lowered immunity on so many different levels, ivermectin really has kicked in and works. And I don't notice what it does. I notice what I don't deal with anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, and I'm actually glad you brought this up, because I would imagine that people who hear you or I speak regularly would automatically assume that we would never even consider taking a pharmaceutical, and for the most part, I think you and I are in that camp, but, you know, I was fortunate in that I was able to use the knowledge I have about Zuma's products for, boosting my immune system, because like you, I caught whatever this upper respiratory issue is that so many people around the country seem to be catching. It seems like it's gone through a majority of my family members, and my family members are spread out all over the place, you know, across the U.S., and it seems like it just, whatever it is, it was very significant. Some people are still experiencing it. But I do agree with you. If I had not been able to overcome whatever that was, using things like the Silver Max and the Omega 375 and the Zyome 365 and probiotics, which of course are all part of my daily regimen anyway, had I not been able to overcome it from a natural perspective, I personally would consider doing something like an ivermectin, just because, again, you know, you get to a place where if what you're doing isn't working, you have to look at maybe something else in addition or a different approach. And I'm glad you did that, and I'm glad it worked well for you. So I think the take-home message probably for anybody listening is you and I probably aren't completely 100% anti-pharmaceutical. We're just not looking for that as the first or maybe even second option. It's more of like, okay, you know, we've tried everything we know how to do from a natural perspective. Now let's see what maybe we can do in a different realm. So I like that you brought that up tonight, because, you know, we almost never talk about something like that on a call like this.
No, and that is why I really was wondering if it would be all right to mention that, because what we know about some of the other injections is that they actually, they're made from different substances which are highly dangerous to the human body, and you just want to be really careful. There is another product as well that I have used, and I'm coming to the end of the talk, but I wanted to definitely mention that we have so many foreign chemical substances in our bodies that are being sprayed and that we eat. I mean, the nitrates and nitrites alone make your head spin to figure out which is which, and what am I going to do, and how is it going to get, how will it affect me? And when the news came out of what actually is in the vaccines, and that certain venoms are part of that, and I'm not crazy, you can trust that. There are two doctors, one's a teacher I've been following, and the other one has become a teacher since looking at what COVID actually deals with. They created together a product based on natural plant-based botanicals that are capable of doing what a nicotine patch can without having the synthetic stuff in it, and what they actually do, and they expanded the range of what it can do. It's called Foreign Protein Cleanse, and it's from globalhealing.com. It basically make short shrift of glyphosate, which is in Roundup and is actually an antibiotic for those of you who don't know. It is wonderful for any kind of sprayed chemicals. It allows you to annul the spike protein in the body, and overall is a really terrific daily maintenance. And, you know, I've been taking it now for about a month, and I know that when my body goes to something, because I sometimes really forget my supplements, and then I have to remember, I haven't taken this yet, etc. So with that, I don't forget it. I know I want to take it, I see it, and I take it. So it's not, oh yeah, I can do that later. No, it is in that moment where I really feel that it's been so helpful to me. And I can't tell you exactly what it's done, because I don't really know what's been there, but I felt well, really well. And between that and the ivermectin and the omegas, the silver, and all the other things that we like so much in the Zuma repertoire. One more, actually, that is also pretty cool in that context, and that's the berry balance. You know, we all know we have to do the water. I mean, that's not a surprise, right? I mean, we don't even talk about the water anymore, the X2O. We just know without it, we wouldn't be anywhere. I have 2 sachets in my water bottle every day. But the point I was making is that there are certain things that really help and help us get away from what was tried on us, what we thought we could not recover from. That's my 2 cents worth.
Well, I thought that was a good 2 cents worth. Actually, probably might have been 5 or 6, but that's good. again, I'll wrap up the call this way tonight because, again, we all have had the experiences, some of us sadly, like you and I, not too long ago with whatever this upper respiratory thing that's been going around. You know, nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to feel that way. Nobody wants to experience illness. It's obviously nothing that we're ever aiming for. So the question is, are you preparing yourself to avoid it whenever possible? And more importantly, when you do find yourself caught up in some type of a cold, flu, whatever it is, you know, what are you doing about it? And I think probably the take-home message here is that, you know, there's a lot of good options and solutions here in Zuma. Just got to use them. I can tell you that for a lot of people who are going through some of the health issues that are plaguing our modern-day society, we get some pretty incredible testimonies how people have been able to make differences in their personal health with Zuma. And that's part of what brings us joy and happiness and why we do what we do at Zuma is to help, you know, people enjoy more abundance in terms of their health and wellness. That's why, of course, we do these health education calls, is to expose you to not only information about Zuma's line, but as you heard tonight, some other things to consider and think about, you know, in terms of, you know, giving your body the best opportunity possible to just, you know, have you feeling good and not being ill or of poor health. Because, again, I think if you were to interview anybody, no matter how successful or rich they were, if they have poor health, they would probably trade all the money that they've accumulated in life just to feel good again. And, you know, we certainly don't want people to be in ill health. And that's part of the message of why we do these calls, is to make sure that we're giving you the tools that you need to make sure that you can enjoy more abundance, like I said, in your health and wellness journey. So, Henrietta, as always, I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and sharing some wisdom with us. And yes, I did learn a couple new things myself tonight. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I'll see you again soon.
All right, guys. Well, folks, thanks for being on tonight. Appreciate you guys taking your time out here. And remember, first and third Thursday every single month. Invite you to come back later this month for our second call of the month. And certainly encourage you to access the recording of this call and others right through your Zuma.com members portal section of our website. So, folks, have a great rest of the night. Look forward to talking to you soon. Take care, everybody.